Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, thanks for the memos, a special Mother's Day hotline, and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who wonders if chewing on an unlit cigar would work as well as sucking on a pacifier, it's Michael Feldman.
I think that would only work if your baby were chewing on the cigar first.
That sounds right.
Passed it to you, which is unlikely. Well, you know, each week at this time, read actual memos sent in by actual listeners and other things as well, including this here. This is kind of cute. This is sent in by Alice Ayers. And where is she? Freeport. Freeport somewhere. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here it is. Greenport, New York. And she says, we live in a retirement community which continually discusses the proper dress in our dining areas, both for guests and residents. Here's the latest. Okay, so this is called, I guess they post this. I'll say yes to the dress code. So here is an example here. They have pictures shown with a big X and a big check mark. First one, I mean, these are older people. They're not going to be wearing those oversized shorts and all that. You know, that's unlikely, I think. Kids can get away with that. But they should dress like a young man, a young 24-year-old man, apparently. He looks very neat. It says, anyhow, say yes to the dress code. Summer is coming, and so are family and guests who are always welcome at Peconic Landing. When they visit, and please remind your guests they are enjoying the amenities of a community shared by many others. Residents consistently ask us to enforce a dress code in the main dining rooms. Such enforcement can be difficult because dress is a matter of personal taste, and these days a more relaxed style is generally accepted. While casual dress is suited for the cafe diners in our well-appointed dining rooms, you're expected to dress in a way that reflects the ambience of this more polished setting. Okay, that's what I wanted to retire into, an ambience. That's not for me. Of a polished setting, a polished ambience, even worse. What is appropriate? Dress can be subjective, but clearly what works on the beach or for hanging out on the weekend does not work in a formal dining room. Ripped or faded jeans, tank tops, halters, midriff blouses, short shorts, flip-flops, T-shirts, swimwear, baseball and other types of caps, semi-sheer clothing or clothes that show too much skin do not belong in a formal dining room. Please ensure your family and friends abide by the dress code, and if they choose to dine in the remaining dining rooms this vacation season. Thank you so much, Resident Services. So that's, there you go. That's kind of cute, but that's not the memo. That's just a cute thing. Here's the actual memo. My chiropractor works out of her home. On her front door, I found scotch tape the following message. It reads as follows. I will be on vacation the second week of April. Please plan all accidents, traumas, and mishaps appropriately. Do not take bull riding, kickboxing, or lift large objects such as grand pianos. This is not a complete list of all possible activities to avoid. If you think, should I be doing this, the answer is likely no. I'll be out of town, and the ER is your only other option. So think twice before doing anything foolish the week preceding my vacation and the week of my vacation. I am going on vacation no matter what you might do to yourself. And I will not be available until after I return. You may resume all questionable activities upon my return. Thank you so much for that door memo. Just what you want to hear from your chiropractor or your psychotherapist. Those are the two you want to get that from. And where can they send these communications?
They can send those memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos. Or if they go to notmuch.com, they can find a way to post it there.